Who is Cole Kublik?
No idea.
This could be troubled.
Now with the call, Cole Kublik.
Auburn.
We just talked to Kublik a little while ago.
You watch him now on the screen.
It's bad ball. It's bad football.
That was Kube Bellett, number 61.
I get.
Speak up, please.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Is that good enough for you?
I'm almost embarrassed.
You can be miserable, but they are going to be miserable with you.
I said what I said.
We have to score.
What an exciting time in America.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wait them back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever. So hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Guess how smooth this song sounds.
Wow.
It's
Boyz II Men.
They knew how to rock it always.
This ain't rocking. This is R&B.
This is Motown today. Philly back again.
This touches me more today than maybe it's ever touched me.
Oh, okay.
For those who haven't heard, welcome to the 7 o'clock hour, the first of three final hours, in this case, of the Cube Show. The Cube Show is off the air as of 9:55 today.
Dead.
The final Cube Show coming up today.
Cube Show will be dead today. All right, so we asked you earlier yesterday that you can submit a song for Arky to perform his final Arky Reads rap today. So we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour, so it could be up to you. Now, a lot of people have chimed in. I was disappointed with how many people chimed in with songs you've already done.
Maybe they liked it so much.
Now, John Smack says Informer by Snow. That's okay. That was one of the first ones, one of Arky's smash hits that he performed, but John wasn't around then.
Emphasis
so.
On smash.
Yes. Yeah,
it wasn't just a hit.
No, you crushed that one.
I smashed
it. It's one of the easier songs that you could possibly do.
Lick Your Boom Boom Now.
Now, Matthew Knowles actually suggested End of the Road, Boyz II Men. Not necessarily rap, but... I mean, we could give it a shot.
I think that's just how people are feeling right now.
Oh, you know? Okay.
I understand.
Okay. Like B-Ran said, Back to the Hotel In Too Deep. That was an early, early, early Arky Reads rap that we knocked out. All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP if you want to join on. And... just kind of give us your thoughts, share your opinions, fun moments, favorite moments, worst moments in Cube Show history. Hey, we got former Auburn quarterback Ben Lear joining the show now. It's like Monday morning quarterback all over again.
I was hoping for Jeff Klein, but whatever. This works. This works for me.
Good morning, Ben. How you doing?
Arky, I'm going to hang the phone out right now just for that.
Oh, sorry. Ben, you know you're my guy. Number 14 in your programs, number one in your heart.
Springtime Monday morning quarterback. I like it.
What are you doing right now, Ben?
Cole, I am awake, and I am in the happiest place on earth.
You're in
Orlando, Florida.
Oh wow! So are you guys hitting all the parks, like just Disney or what?
I think everybody's asleep.
No, we're actually not doing any Disney. We're doing Universal. Mm. Islands of Adventure and all of those, doing those two or three parks.
So. Universal was fun. I went once. It was really fun.
Have you been to, is it Disney World or Land in Orlando?
Yeah, we did Disney World a couple of years.
Atlanta, California.
With the girls.
Okay, so I was going to ask, have you been to Disney World since we went for the Citrus Bowl our senior year? But I guess now you answered the question. You have.
Well, but I have. I've done Disney World since we went, but this is the first time back to Universal, which is where, you know, this is where we had the Buffalo Wing Eating Contest, and we had, you know, we went to and rode all the Marvel Comet rides and all that kind of stuff. This, to me, this is more enjoyable. The Universal Studios, because it's the rides are a little bit bigger, seem to be.
Well, we got to meet Shamu, so this trip's not going to top that trip.
Man, hey, you know, that's what's most disappointing is my girls have no desire to go to SeaWorld. And I'm like, y'all don't realize how cool Shamu is. But
what? You probably don't realize how not cool you sound to your girls trying to convince them of what's cool.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
For some reason,
the word extra is referred to as extra a lot in my house.
Well, hey, man, we appreciate you being a part of the show. We appreciate all you did for Cube Show, man. You've been one of the you've been one of our loyal guests for a long time, and I know somebody who that all the listeners have always appreciated your insights, and you've been entertaining. So it's been good, man.
Yeah, you kept it real. You gave us a couple of really good promos about how you felt about guys.
Look, Cole, you've always been the guy that'll say it like it is. So I'm probably second place in that delivery point. I'm gonna call a spade, and that's just how it works. So always appreciated you guys having me on, giving me ability to voice my opinion and speak the truth. So, and then I always talk about something fun in football. So that's always good.
There you go. Well, Ben, you guys had a nice trip, man. Thanks for taking time out of your vacation to call and say goodbye.
Hey, Ben, if I end up doing like a podcast after this, can I get you on it?
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay.
What kind of podcast are you going to do, Arky?
Just Auburn quarterback talk. That's all I'm going to do.
That's it? I mean, I can do speed training.
Okay.
I can do anything relative to sports and athletics and mobility. I'm all over, man.
I was expecting to see you at Pro Day, Ben, because I was thinking before we got cranked up down there on Friday that they don't have any quarterbacks out here to throw. But then,
did they get Barrett to throw?
They did, man. I'll be honest with you. He was throwing darts. Like, he can still sling it. I was really impressed with the velocity he was showing out there. I was like, wow. This dude must have been throwing in his spare time.
What was your most impressive sight coming out of Pro Day?
Tony Barnhart?
Yes, absolutely. I would probably say just the overall workout that Trey Matthews put together. He was pretty impressive.
Really?
22 on the bench, 35.5-inch vert. He ran, I think, sub 4.6. So just altogether, he had a really good workout. So.
Hey, Ben, what could you run the 40 in?
Best time ever was 4.79.
What?
That was downhill with the wind.
Could you bust a 7 flat right now?
Yeah, I could beat 7 flat right now.
No, no way.
You don't think you could beat 7?
No. I don't know. He's been doing Orange Theory. He's in a little better shape now, maybe.
I don't know what that means,
but I tell you what, we'll do a side bet, Arky. Just like your bet of what was your bet to beat to score better than 120?
Yeah.
On 18 holes. Did you ever do that?
I did.
Yeah. We had to hear about it for 3 days here on the show.
I got a 119. Crushed it.
Have you played since, or did you hang the clubs up?
I retired them. I bronzed those clubs and retired them.
Yeah, you hung the spikes up, huh?
All right, Ben. Thanks for joining in, man. Thanks for calling in, and we appreciate your support over the years.
Cole, thank you, guys. We love you. And War Eagle.
War Eagle. There it is. Arky didn't even hang up on him his last time. Appreciate
Listen,
that.
I'm slow with the finger today just because it's the last day.
Ben Lear chiming in, saying goodbye. All right.
Whispering.
Tennessee Jeff wants to join into the show. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Last time I was doused by Shamu, my 41-year-old was still incubating in my first ex-wife. That's a really old fish. I want to wish you good fortune going forward and your surgery. I didn't know they had CTE surgery, but if, they, if it's successful, have them work on the Tennessee part of that brain, okay?
I'll do it.
Really enjoyed the show. You guys are pretty special. I'm going to miss you a lot.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate all your support over the years. Jeff's been on since day one. He's been
Jeff's
loyal.
OG. We consider him OG. And
absolutely.
I'm making the letters for O and G.
He's been great. So 866-485-9867 if you want to get in, share some Cube Show memories. You brought up that dinosaur segment earlier. And it's funny. I've told people randomly out speaking or just visiting people that I still think that's our best segment of radio we've ever done.
We peaked like 2 years ago. It was the very best.
I guess when you put it that way, it probably doesn't sound that great.
we
were never able to top it, but
I was surprised how into it we got. Like, I thought it was going to be an okay discussion.
Did we ever determine a winner?
Yeah, it was me. It was me with the T-Rex.
And I went Brontosaurus, and I still just thought...
Because you're like, he gets swinging the neck, and I'm like, that's stupid.
No, I think you're going to need a pack of T-Rexes, and that's how they used to make that happen. Now, I don't think one could take a Brontosaurus
down.
But
it's one versus one. Okay, I don't want to get into this.
Yeah, that's why you lost, because the Brontosaurus could just stomp him. Think about it. The Brontosaurus could step on his tail with 1 foot.
Inches tall. Okay, listen, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, he goes up to like his hip flexor, though.
What are we doing again? What are we doing?
All right, let's get
this. This is in the archives. You can go find it. It's at least 2 years old, but all the Cube shows are out there for you to find on umpsports.com.
Let's get to 10 after tweets.
Bring me the tweets!
Tecmo Bowl versus RBI tweets. Tecmo Bowl tourney in Omaha, check. Auburn basketball, Omaha bound that weekend, check. Well, we don't know that yet. At Cube Show coming to an end. He didn't add this, but check. Planets almost aligned to get at Cole Kubik to our tourney. Send your Auburn alums to represent instead.
Okay, I was waiting.
We have something important to attend that weekend.
I was waiting to get to this, but this is the real reason the show's ending. Cole needed to get to Omaha for the Tecmo versus RBI. I didn't know that they would figure out this. They would. Yeah, we're going to be in Birmingham next week for the Abby Awards. Hopefully we'll come away with another one.
That's going to be weird. Broad Street Bully at Broad Street Guys tweets, so what happens now? Echo Kubik becomes a character on Feinbaum and Adarchy Shea goes international with the Albino Rhino Netflix series.
There is a show on Netflix that the wife made me watch yesterday. It is called like Nailed It. It's about cake people who make disastrous cakes. Like they make a cake like professionals do and then they tell amateurs to try to copy it and they're really bad at it.
I would be very entertaining on that show, by the way. So if your wife made a cake and then they gave me the ingredients and said, all right, Cole, you got 2 hours, make this. Because I'm not even sure I could put together something that even rose when you put it in the oven.
A lot of these people can't. And that's why it's a disaster and it's funny. If that gets money to make made a series, the Albino Rhino Rap series can make it on Netflix. Absolutely.
All right, so a couple of people, I guess we need to sort of rewind here. David Franks tweets, at Cole Kubik, at Arky Shea, please explain this news. Anthony Oliver, at AOKO1975, tweets, at Cube Show, why? ? If you're just tuning in, this is the final Cube Show. This will be the final edition. It's dead after today. This is a decision that, a personal decision that I made to walk away. I needed some time away from... I guess everything.
Arky.
No. I'm having surgery tomorrow. That's a big part of it. So, personally, need time to recover from that. And it's just something that sort of had to be done. The station, the company who owns the station, is not responsible for this. Please do not send your frustrations their direction because that is uncalled for and not needed. The station is not flipping formats. That has been suggested. So Arky's not going to be DJing country music again, which he would probably love. But
let's play some Leanne Rimes earlier. I can bust that out. I don't want the new country. I want Nash Icon, please. Our sister station.
Chris Crow tweets, AKA Q Show. Damn, I'm getting more pissed as the minutes tick by.
A Okie doke. I think I got it.
Paula Deen did indeed not have it.
Mike Sparkman tweets, at Cole Cubic, all the best, buddy. Thanks for the show. At Arky Shea, thanks for all you've done as well. Just throwing that in there. Thank you as well. As well.
Cam Walker says, at Cube, hate to hear my favorite radio show is ending. Wish the best for you and Ed Arky Shea. Wish nothing but the best for you and look forward to your future endeavors. Hashtag Cube Show the best.
Never, ever, ever let that hashtag die. Colin Holiday tweets, last episode of At Cube Show needs one last button gate with at Laura M. Rutledge. She knows the number, I think. Rudy Slowstroke tweets in, at Cube Show, but does the T-Rex do CrossFit, though?
I don't know his regimen. I don't know. I see him more as a...
Cardio could affect this.
I'm seeing more of as a leg day guy. Larry Miller Jr., if you don't know who he is, you'll know in a moment. Looks like as of 10 a.m., my username will be Vintage. Sad day. You'll always live on through me. Hashtag Cube Show the best. Hashtag still the best. Hashtag massive fighting Cublix. He is the dedicated young man who has decided to take Cube Show the best as his Twitter handle.
Mm.
So, for everybody, go follow.
Whoa, I just thought you were about to drop an F-bomb on the show there.
Everybody, why would I do this? My last day.
Close.
I should.
At the John Daney. Tweets, at Cole Kubik, at Arky Shea, at Ump Sports. See ya, Ump. Can't deal with Moose and Taz.
It's Taz and the Moose. Get it right.
No, just, you guys just pump the brakes for a moment. Don't hate the Ump or Arky or anything.
I did a late wake-up call this morning because, you know, who cares? No prep was needed this morning. And I was listening to them on the way in. Break down the brackets.
Don't do it. Don't hate on them.
Not good. Not the best. Not the best.
Who's your early favorite after seeing the brackets?
The Moose.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Moose will be fine.
Is that our mammal bracket that we're busting out in the 8 o'clock hour?
Listen, I'm the guy that had a bright idea that we think we should do a wrestling theme song bracket. I still think that's I still think that's a hit.
Brandy Nicole at Brandy... Nicole Lee.
Wow. Another former intern being a part of this program.
She tweeted in 1 minute ago at Cube Show, don't hate on my country music, okay? Ha ha. Emoji. Too sweet sign. Emoji clap sign. Emoji clap sign.
There's an emoji too sweet sign? That's the A-OK sign.
Oh. You just said too sweet.
Well, you were doing the too sweet sign when you did it. Listen, you know me, I'm a Garth, George Strait kind of guy. Leah Rhymes, I play. Reba McEntire, not as the Colonel, that's weird. But Reba McEntire, like, singing Fancy, that's my jam. You know that's the first song I ever sang karaoke to? Was Fancy by Reba McEntire. You know I may have been
you
born...
You fancy,
just,
huh?
Different song.
Oh.
You know I've been born, may have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy wasn't my name. That tell you, it's about a mom who basically turns her daughter into like a whore.
Yeah, you've told that song, that story before.
It's a great message. Listen, Ray, you're so poor, you have to get out of the poorhouse, right?
Ray Sively tweets, come on at Laurie M. Rutledge, we need you to get in on this action. Hashtag return of the Mac at Cube Show. She was just working yesterday. She's probably flying.
Did you see someone ask her if she was getting fat or pregnant?
It's the worst tweet I've ever seen.
It's so ridiculous. She retweeted it and had some fun with it. The only reason I know.
A-Dub at A-W Mathis tweets at Cube Show, looking forward to the grand opening of Status 2.
That's nice.
One of my many failures here in North Alabama, so thanks for bringing that up.
What percentage do I get off for tweeting?
Oh, you...
8-10%
You get all the percentages off. David Fleming tweets, man, hit him up by Tupac would have been epic. Hashtag, that's why I... F-D-O-B, you fat mother...
Ooh, hey, this is a lot of words for 7:20 in the morning.
E-fa. That's a hell of a hashtag. You want to read Zach's tweet, or should I let that one go?
Was he asking about future plans?
Bama Zach tweets, okay, we know this is a business, so will we have a local show, or what are the plans?
Yes. That is the answer. What are the plans? Yes is the answer. I don't have a great answer for you, Zach, right now. I don't. There's a lot of things that still have to happen, hopefully. I know this show is ending, but I've angled for my own morning show.
Ooh.
I want to call it Bino and the Moose.
What's a rhino's best friend? Other than another rhino.
I would think a hippo would be cool, but I don't ever see them hanging out, so I don't know. Albino, like,
hippos are more in the water. I don't see rhinos in the water much.
Well, everyone gets thirsty, cool. Everyone needs a bath. You know, there's birds that oftentimes hang out on top of rhinos.
That's probably it.
Yeah. So, bird and the crow? Oh, let me bird and the crow.
John Isom at JD Isom tweets, thanks, guys. Best wishes.
Thanks, man. Jim Taylor Jr. tweets at Cube Show, what's worse, snow on the first day of spring break or last day for that cold Cubic and Anarchy Shea together? Parentheses, in morning drive, at least.
Ooh.
Trying to be fancy. I like what you're doing. Trying to be the Cole fancy, not the Reba McEntire fancy.
33 seconds to go. At Cam Walker tweets, at Cube Show is the best show, and they have the best show around. Is there a way for you to play the Humidor commercial during the show at some point in time so we can all enjoy that and its magnificence before we sign off?
Still in the system.
Jared Sill at Eddie_Beast_ tweets at Cube Show. Just wanted to thank you guys for the unrivaled entertainment you have provided for me and many others. Cube Show on the way to work has been an absolute staple. I look forward to seeing what the future holds for both of you. Coach Osuff was amazing. Hashtag thanks. Hashtag much love.
Oh, man.
Forgot about that.
I'm going to cry because I'm not going to get to do the Coach O stuff this fall.
Do it on your podcast with Ben.
Hey, Ben, can you hear this? No, we need new equipment. Billy Stacks.
What's the guy's name? The Coach O show guy's name. What's his name? Eddie? No. Brother. Here. Billy? Freddie. I can't remember his name. Bam Ace at Bama590 tweets at Cube Show may have done these, but just a list that came to mind. Today was a good day. Ether, if you want to burn that bridge, I'll be missing you. Hashtag Arky Redraft.
What was that?
Coach? I sent Arky, I'll be missing you, and he's like, that's not really rap, is it?
It's not at all.
It kind of is.
It's not at all.
Wow, let's go to the phones. Welcome in.
Evil Twin. No. Evil Twin's not calling in. Sorry. No. Evil Twin was the name of the Coach O.
You're right. That's the
guy
we're trying
to think of. Yeah. Evil Twin is not on the phones.
Radio and television's Tom Hart is with us. Is this real? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Cole. Good morning, Arky.
Hi, Tom.
One of only two guests that always addresses Arky Shea. Tom Hart, I'll give you a guess.
Who's the other one?
I'll give you one guess who it is. You've worked with him before.
John Sunvolt.
That's the only other one.
Yeah, we're Missouri people. We're good people. The heartland.
What was the I'm not talking basketball with you today. I will give you
let me ask you a question. Let me turn the table since it's your last day. What's today like for you guys?
It's bittersweet, man.
Lunch around 11.
Yeah.
What? Hey, the last show ever and you're thinking about lunch?
Of course.
Listen. We give you a lot of credit. You're one of the nicest people I've ever met, but you're the worst. I mean, that's just the worst thing that could have been said today.
At least I'm the one.
What are you going to have fun?
No, we've been having fun. We've been having a blast. So it's good. It's been fun.
We had we replayed Paula Deen hanging up on us, which was good.
Has Tom heard that Paula Deen clip before?
No.
Oh, you got to hear this.
Tom.
Tom Hart's reaction to this will be fantastic. Now there's a big delay in the middle of it, so stick with it.
Tom, we asked Paula Deen to say a liner for us for one of our bits, and this is how it went.
Could you possibly intro that segment? Just say, "This is Paula Deen, and you're listening to the Real Southern Gentleman on Cube Show."
All right, Real Southern
Gentleman on Cube Show.
On the Cube Show.
Cube Show. Yes, ma'am. Like Cube Steak.
On the Cube Show.
You got it.
Okie doke. I think I got it.
Here we go.
Okay. Can I go?
You're ready. Whenever you're ready. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, y'all, this is Paula Deen, and you're listening to the Real Southern Gentleman's Show on Q.
So why did she hang up on
you? I have no idea.
Really no clue. She went through all that effort of writing it down, getting it way wrong, got all the words total, technically, and then just immediately hung up.
Can we discuss the fact that she turned on a Southern accent when she was getting ready to be recorded?
Do you think that "Hey y'all" is like her little staple? Like that's kind of like her signature. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all. This is Paula Deen.
Hey y'all. This is Paula Deen.
Oh.
She's so fake. I heard she's not even really Southern.
Wow. Don't do that, Tom. You're going to ruin it for us. That's our favorite clip.
Play that clip tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. How was the SEC tournament?
The SEC tournament was awesome. I'm just going to share a little behind the scenes with you. We had a really rough morning. I don't know if it's daylight savings or not, but we had a hard time getting the first grader up and dressed and out of the house. And now I'm literally lying in bed with my wife, Kate, and we are both in tears laughing at your Paula Deen clip. That was awesome.
I'm glad we could do that for you. The only one that might be better is Archie Shea getting hung up on.
Yeah, but I have the very end
by
whom? By Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, I have the end of that. I'll get to that. Hang on,
Tom. I was out, and he had Billy Bob Thornton on. He hands the phone to somebody else in his band mid interview. Just hands him off the phone.
Because he's done.
I don't have time for this. I think he's signing autographs.
Let me see what this is.
No, not really. The team that I really kind of keep up with, that I know some of the guys and hang out with, are the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm a big Cardinal fan, and old friends with Tony La Russa, who obviously is not there anymore. But I'm kind of like one of the celebrity mascots around the.
No, you guys, talking with them. Coming up next Tuesday, you can hear them at the Merrimack Hall in Huntsville at the Performing Arts Center. You can get your tickets for that. Really looking forward to hearing that. And
it will sell out, so you got to get your tickets early.
Please get those tickets early. We've been listening to some of...
Is that real? Like, is that what really happens when somebody hangs up on one of those lines? You get a dial tone? I didn't think dial tones existed anymore.
On our system, it does.
We get them often, so... whenever you're
so
ready.
What are you guys going to do? Walk me through, since this is the last day, like when you leave the studio at the end of the day, I mean, does somebody turn the lights out? Do you look back over your shoulder? Like, what are some of the great exits in modern television history where, like, they walk off the set and they just leave it behind?
Well, when you first hit the parking lot, we'll pour one out.
Yeah. I got my water bottle right here. So we'll pour one out for the homies. I would say I would drop the microphone, but these things are so old and there's only two. I don't want to leave them with just one. So that's probably a bad idea. So
maybe you should do it like Office Space and take the printer out back and just start crushing it to the Ghetto Boys soundtrack.
By the way,
has Arky ever read Ghetto Boys sitting alone in my four-corner room staring at candles?
Not that song.
Not that song, no, but he did do one Ghetto Boy song, yeah. We're voting on today's Cole question of the day is, what song would you like Arky to do for his final Arky Reads Rap?
I've done No Vaseline, by the way. You put that
you
on
have?
There. I've done No Vaseline.
Well, then that won't count. But Stir Fry, No Vaseline, Juicy, and F the Police are on there.
Wow.
You want to throw in a vote, Tom?
One of those really aggressive.
Let's respect our men and women in blue. We can probably skip that one. I do like that song. It's got a great beat. I think on the last day maybe you could mix it up and he could read like Red Hot Chili Peppers or something. Ooh. That would be almost as entertaining.
Somebody suggested Boys to Men, which is not quite rap
Although
either.
Although we've come to the end of the road. Like something like that?
Yeah, he already played that actually.
No, I played Goodbody. Is that the same song?
Oh, no, you played How Do I Say Goodbye
yesterday. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's Playing Tricks on Me, I think, is the Ghetto Boy song Arky performed one time. So
that's pretty good.
All right, Tom, thanks for hitting us up.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
I'm having surgery, 10:30 a.m.
Is Arky going to be there sitting by your side?
Holding my hand.
Unless
with a microphone in front of him?
Well, no.
I kind of have a feeling that Arky is just going to be kind of on your hip like a holster the rest of your life.
I hope so. I've hired him to Snapchat my surgery tomorrow. So
that is disgusting and awesome. Well, congratulations to both of you on a fantastic run. One last shout-out to Madison RV. Those words will never come out of my mouth together again. So I'm excited that whatever's next for both of you.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Tom, real quick, I wanted to let you know that I've already signed up for to become Cole's. You know the guy at SEC Media Days that says wrap it up behind?
You're the wrap it up guy?
I'm the wrap
you're
it
like
up.
You're like the get back coach. You're the wrap it up guy.
I'll be Cole's wrap it up get back coach.
Hey,
be Cole's wrap it up get back coach. You can also come with us next fall. Jordan Rogers, official photography taker.
There you go.
I can do that.
Hey, props for picking Kentucky to win the SEC tournament. You got laughed at when you did that on the show, but you nailed it.
Yeah, and to all those people, especially from your show, who made fun of me, tell them they can suck it.
There you go. Drop the mic on
done
that
one.
Thanks, Tom. Somebody's beeping in. I thought he was going to give us the dial. He wanted to try and like test the dial tone there to see if that like actually happens when people hung up on us. But he was trying to stick around. Tom Hart calling in, saying goodbye. So we appreciate that. Always good to have Tom Hart and be a part of the show. 866-485-9867 if you want to get in. Final day of Cube Show. It has been a wild, fun, entertaining ride. I tell you, we should be miserable every morning when we come in here waking up at 4:30, but it has never felt like a job. It has never felt like work, and it's been just a lot of fun interacting with you guys, trying to entertain you guys, and doing radio with Arky Shea each and every morning. So I have enjoyed that. Oh, we got Freddie Maggard on the show from KSR. Freddie, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm fighting back the tears a little bit this morning. Got a couple of suggestions, though, for Arky Shea. My Hootie is a rap song that I like. I think that it would be fun for him to read. Also, I saw where he's got his record low 122 on the golf course.
No, you didn't. You didn't just do that. He's giving you props for your golf scores, and you hung up on him. You've been doing this for 3.5 years.
Freddie, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. You said the golf score for Arky, and we lost you there. He was trying to answer the other line.
Oh, yeah. I saw where the golf score was 122. So I'm on the board of the Governor's Cup golf tournament, which is Kentucky versus Louisville football game, and I'd offer to give him a spot on Bobby Petrino's golf team during the tournament.
Whoa. Wow! It's 119, by the way, Freddie. You're gonna embarrass him.
Yeah,
not 122.
One time I did break it. So I am in.
The picture of you on the green in those shorts and tennis shoes.
Oh boy.
Is something that will be forever burned in my mind. I just have to tell you that.
Oh well, Freddie, thank you. I think I've made my impression by my skills and my what do you call that, wardrobe?
Yes.
My attire. Yeah.
Freddie.
Yes. Yeah.
You've been a loyal.
I believe they were jorts, if I'm not mistaken. There. Like,
okay, no, sure. I don't have jean shorts,
wow.
Freddie.
Okay.
One pair.
Freddie, you've been a loyal listener. We've been a part of your morning routine, and we just want to say that we appreciate that. Do you really eat moon pies for breakfast?
I do. You know, I lie to you and tell you that I work out while I listen to your show in the morning. I really don't. I drink coffee with honey and cinnamon and eat moon pies, which is the official diet here in Kentucky. But your show, Cole, in all seriousness, man, you bring so much to the Southeastern Conference. The way you describe the game, you can talk to the upper level X and O's and folks that are just learning football. You taught me a lot on how to be an analyst. I still say you're the best that the network has. I wish you guys the absolute very best in whatever endeavor that you do. And I hope that you realize that you two have a big following here in Kentucky. I mean, I hear about your show quite often everywhere I go, and I speak a lot to the Big Blue Nation. A lot of people talk about your show.
Yes.
So you have a lot of fans here in Kentucky, and we appreciate you all entertaining us for the last couple of years.
Freddie, thanks for calling
in,
man.
Go Big Blue Nation.
Really do appreciate your support, man, and I'll see you for the spring game.
Yeah, I got the radio call. You got the TV call, so I'm telling people to DVR so they can watch you later but listen to me live on the radio. So that's how we'll roll that out. So is that okay with you?
I'm cool with that. I'm fine with it. Let's do that.
All right, good luck with your surgery, brother.
Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate that. Freddie Maggard. Have Freddie Maggard on
Can't
Twitter.
Can't wait to go play with
Sports
Bobby
radio.
Petrino. Boom!
There it is.
Gonna crush it. Hit a 300.
How do you want to do this?
We do need to hit to a break, but everybody stay on hold. Jimmy, AOKO, Jay Plunk, Chris Crow.
We'll get to you quickly.
I want to get a point. By the way, still 20 minutes away from getting our intern to work the phones coming in. I would have been able to
he better
not
bring me another coffee.
Mess up what happened with Freddie there. That was on me answering a bunch of calls. But we do need to hit a quick break. We're supposed to play a certain amount of stuff up every hour. I'm not going to do it this hour. This is all about us selfishly. We want everybody to tell us how much they love us.
Back with more, and we'll get straight to the phones after this break.
This song's dedicated to my homies in that gangsta lane. Why'd you have to go so soon?
Not many people know the song, but it was the jam back in the day.
It seems like yesterday we were hanging round the crew. Now I'm gonna.
We gotta get to Gang Saline one time before we go to the phones.
We just were there.
You might want to fast forward.
Going down the train.
Come on, chorus.
I like to keep stepping, but I can't get past the pain.
Tip my 40 to your memory.
Take a drink and I start to think and I know one day soon we'll be hanging out. This is for my homie.
All right, we got to get to the phones.
Yeah, good.
Start at the top. We've never done this fancy call list schedule before.
We've never had completely full phone lines. This show should go off the air more often. You guys don't react like this when Alabama loses a game. That happens more rare than this show going off the air.
Jimmy wants to chime in. Good morning, Jimmy.
What's going on, guys? I can tell you what, we're going to hell in a handbasket this morning. I've got no halos, and now I found out that Keeve's going somewhere but won't tell us where he's going. I mean, I'm really sad. I really want to congratulate you guys on a great show in this day and time when most people that are on ESPN or on Sports Talk Radio, they're no longer an analyst or they're giving information. They're a lobbyist for whatever conference or whatever school or against whatever group, and that's the one thing about you. You play it right down the middle, Cole, and I just really appreciate your show, and I appreciate all the things that you share about the things that we don't notice on television. I just really appreciate that. It's an art, and I appreciate it.
Well, appreciate the call, Jimmy. Thank you so much for the support. He kind of got on late. That's our friend Moses Malone, 12, via Twitter, and he's been a loyal supporter, and good God, he loves his Halos. Like, he loves his Halos.
Well, he mentioned them first, before he mentioned anything.
Well, before us. AOKO wants to chime in. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're great. How are you?
Well, you know, I think I might be speaking for a lot of the people listening, sad and maybe just a little downtrodden this morning. Could be because there's no sun, but... Boy, I tell you, it's amazing how you can have a bond with people that you might only meet on rare occasions, maybe at a remote or a little competition or something, or you interact with on Twitter, but it makes such a difference in people's lives, and it gives them something in the morning to enjoy or laugh through the day, and it impacts people, and And I hope that you know, and I hope both of you know, because I don't want Arky to be forgotten either.
What?
That you have made a very positive impact on this community, on this region. And, you know, I hope, just, you know, a personal thing, I hope there's going to be other news very soon, because the morning drive from Ardmore to the south side of Huntsville will not be the same without you two.
Well, we appreciate that, Anthony. Good stuff, man. It's, you've been a loyal supporter of the show, and appreciate everything you've done. Jay Plunk, next.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm not used to this, like, call after call. I kind of just go to the next guy, so it's, as you can tell, it's very unfamiliar.
We're like Paul Feinbaum.
Good morning, Jay Plunk.
Good morning. I just wanted to thank you guys for all that you've done for the listeners. It's been a fun show to keep up with. But much like you guys, the listeners, just look at Arky's record and Cole's record for survival. I mean, Arky has survived the golf matchup with Cole, where Cole didn't even use clubs. Cole has survived Valley Insurance status. He has survived the number of people who came after him in Tecmo Bowl, and never, no one ever took him down.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, we'll survive, guys. But just wanted to thank you guys for all you've done. I know you guys will do well in whatever's coming up next, because you're the best prepared guys that, you know, to get up in the morning and do this. So continued success, and thank you again.
Jay Plunk, appreciate that, man. It's good stuff. This one will probably be tough. I'm not going to lie to you.
Not going
to
lie?
No. All right. This is graduation. It's been easy. And then turn the corner and you see
that girl you had a crush on.
Oh, wow.
That you kind of made out with.
Like your old elementary school buddy, but you went ex-girlfriend. But that we now know your true feelings on Chris Crow, and that's okay.
Love
Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. I heard what you said earlier, Cole. I'll be honest with you, bro. I'm not taking it well, but let me just tell you something. If there's any doubt that we can have peace in this world with this Bammer loving a Barner show, I mean, come on. It can't get much better than that, can it?
So no.
I guess we can't have peace, but I'm going to tell you this, guys. I love this show. I mean, when I found this show about 2 years ago, I was like, this is the guys that I want to spend the mornings listening to. Why? Because, number one, they're funny. And number two, they tell it like it is. And number three, they give a care about what we think. And you cannot put a price on that. So I'm going to miss you guys a lot. And, you know, I do. I would tweet into you guys all the time when I had time, or if I was killing time, or if I just thought something was funny. Because I do feel like you guys were a part of my life. I do, because I really love this show. I really, really do. And, you know, I can't thank you guys enough. And I appreciate everything you guys did, but I will miss this show. I mean, look, I don't even live in Huntsville. I live in Walker County. And I get on iHeartRadio app, and I know Archie's going to get mad at me for not saying the UMP app, but I get on iHeartRadio app every morning and turn you guys on, because I love this show. So, look, Cole, I hope your surgery goes well tomorrow, man. I hope you come out of it better than you were before you went in it, that's for sure. And, you know, I look forward to listening to you guys more. Hopefully something will come up and you guys will be back, because this is the best show that I've ever listened to, period, end of story. Not even close. Nothing even holds a candle to it. Thanks for letting me rant. Thanks for reading some of my crazy-ass tweets. And thanks for allowing me to be a part of it. Oh, and still, thanks for that Dreamland Barbecue that I won last year, guys. I appreciate it very much.
Chris, you're the best, man. Thanks for all your support.
You've been, by the way.
Beyond loyal. So, very appreciative of that.
This is harder than I thought. This is about to be harder than I thought. This is harder. Before I start doing things I shouldn't do like a dude, someone takes my main card again. I want to tell people that right now that they can get a Cube Show commemorative T-shirt.
Commemorative.
It basically to commemorate the memories in the show we once had. We got it back on the site. It's the site, CubeShowShirts.com. CubeShowShirts.com. do it at in memoriam if you want. Tweet at us that you're wearing them when you finally get them. These won't take as nearly as long to get because the pre-order is done. So you can just grab those on CubeShowShirts.com. And you can get your Bud Bama shirts there, too, as well. Get those in time for the spring game. Bud Bama, one of the staples of the shirt of the show, is now on a shirt, Bud Bama, on CubeShowShirts.com. I say that because of our next caller.
B-Rich, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. And everybody's so sad. And I got to tell you, I can't even imagine what y'all's phone was like yesterday, but mine lit up like a Christmas tree when the news started breaking. So I knew it was something.
Marky, what did you do?
I did nothing that time. I did nothing.
Why did you do this?
It wouldn't be a final Cube Show without some sort of technical difficulties, would it? Our phones are not built for this.
Be rich.
We are not ready for this.
No, this is not a pick two kind of situation. This is not a pick two. This is a good friend of the show, Bart's hanging out with us on the line. You know
who?
Bart. You know Bart. Bart.
Hey, guys.
Hi. What's up, buddy?
Well, man, I mean, you know, I might be the only person that could call and make this about me. But just a little bit. But this is my celebrity career now. It's over. I had one interview a year.
Huh.
You know, the week of the tournament, I wake up, I got my bracket, I'm ready, I'm going to hear from Marky. Nothing. I wake up to silence in the phone and wondering what's happened. So, but no, man, seriously, dude, I'm gonna miss y'all, dude. I became a closet listener, didn't want to tell anybody, and then I became a loud listener. So I think y'all have done awesome.
Well, we appreciate it. And you usually are one of our NCAA tournament go-to guests.
I didn't send a lot of scheduling tweets to people. I wasn't asking for a lot of people to come on the show.
Yeah.
You know, for like Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, Bart, I was going to ask Bart to join us and talk basketball, and then he tweeted me a picture of his bracket, and he's got Charleston beating Auburn, so I just said,
yeah,
screw it, we don't want you on the show.
Get out!
Not this week. Not this week.
Not on the show.
I'll try to find some way to weasel my way in on air somewhere.
Hey, man, you've been great to us, Bart, and we definitely appreciate all your support over the years. You've been a lot of fun. So.
Well, dude, it's cool to see those that you love, you know, and guys that you go through battles with in life, you know, be successful, you know, and Archie, I'm proud of you. And so, Cole, I guess I'm proud of you, too.
No, well, thanks for that.
Thanks, Bart. Love you, man. Bart Heisch, big friend of the show. We've had on many times. We love him. B-Rich is back.
Oh, sorry about that, B-Rich. Archie
hey,
tried to hang out.
Stop that. It's my last day.
The biggest day of the show, I drop a call right by the Rocket City. But, hey, can anybody actually hear you guys in the Rocket City?
No, not yet. Not yet.
It's a myth, I guess. But, hey, on just a personal level, I know it's kind of easy for you guys to run. I shouldn't say easy, but, you know, anybody can talk sports during the fall. But you guys, with football and everything, you guys make it interesting in the off season. I will miss talking TV and barbecue with Cole. And Archie, I'll miss your kind of awkward yet always funny sense of humor. But I want to thank you guys because we interact so much outside of just calling in and tweeting. You guys are awesome, both at being accessible, and that's kind of what makes everything neat. Shooting Snapchats and random pictures. I can hear a song come on XM radio, I'm immediately thinking of the Cube Show, and that's what you guys were able to do is kind of just connect on so many different levels. And there's a few times I reached out to Cole on some personal stuff. And Cole, I really genuinely appreciate all that you've done. And we've come a long ways. We kind of got off to a rocky start. And, you know, I just feel like I appreciate everything you've done and what you've meant for the city and for my mornings. You've definitely made them more interesting. You make us think. You make us laugh and make us smile. And I can't wait to see what's next for you? Because I know it's far from over, but genuinely, I appreciate it, fellas.
B. Rich, thanks for that call, man. Really do appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you. He's been around for a long time. So, are we going to Ross now?
Yes.
Good morning, Ross.
What's going on, man?
Ross and Decatur. The River
and,
City.
Not even gonna lie, it was, the news sucked yesterday, but it is what it is. Told Cole on Facebook, just wanted to say thank you for everything that y'all have done. Been listening since the other station. The other station still sucks, but just wanted to say thank y'all. And drive is going to suck from Decatur to Huntsville in the mornings, but hopefully things can come back around. And wanted to make two requests for Arky Reed's rap.
All right.
Either L Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out.
Okay.
If he hasn't read that one, or Master P, I Really Miss My Homies.
Mm. Oh, so that's a good one. All right. Ross, thanks for the support,
yeah,
man.
But, yeah, no problem. Just wanted to say thank you for everything that y'all have done. It's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure, Russ. God, it sucks.
This is going to be a good one.
It sucks.
Bama Zach's actually tweeting into the show, asking, requesting for our next guest to call into the show. Johnny on a cell is with us now. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, in the pantheon of North Alabama talk shows, North Alabama sports talk shows, you guys hold a preeminent spot. I will greatly miss the interaction, not just in football. I mean, because I do got a lot of respect your opinion in the game of football and your analysis and what you bring to the table every day. And I know how hard you work. And as a fan of the opposite program, I can tell you I've always felt like you carried a sense of fairness about you. And I know that comes from playing the game, and I really appreciate that. Cole, I think you're dead wrong in baseball, and sometimes you're off in golf, but in football, you're usually crack on with what you believe and what you put out there. Arky, you're a funny man, dude. You have made my mornings more often than not, and I'm going to miss the interaction you guys created amongst yourselves, what you created amongst your fans, your callers. And, you know, I wish you nothing but success. I really do. I think you guys are, you're a great group, you know, to wake up to. And I'm going to miss the red-ass mornings where you pull off on somebody. And sometimes it was me. But, you know, I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to... Oh, gee, I've got to figure out something to torture my daughter with now as I take her to school. So I certainly don't want to go back to music. But thanks again for all you've done. I know you've been an integral part of the community. And, you know, the sports radio stations in this area, you know, we're greater for knowing you, but we're going to miss you.
Johnny, thank you. You've been a lot of fun to argue with. I think one of the best – one of the things we have the most fun with you is we can disagree and we can go at it, but then it's all good at the end of the day. So thanks for all your interaction, man. I really appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too. Isn't that supposed to be a lot louder when –